Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Pick a song, we'll play it, Plaza Board Tax Line. But plug and play.
Oh, right? No doubt. No question. Unless he gets hurt, you know, but otherwise, yeah.
Because it took Wiggins last year a couple, you know, get his sea legs under him a little bit there.
And I think, Bob, this kid's 3-year starter, played all the game. You know, I mean, he's a durable. He's played 40 of 41. He started 40 of 41 games. So he's going to post. So, yes, I would say plug and play. And he'll help him in the run game because he's a good tackler and he likes to come up and tackle. So I like that, you know. And I think he was probably disappointed. And I think what made him go 27 was probably his 40 time running 4.50.
Number one pick in the draft, Cam Ward, no surprise.
None whatsoever.
But the Cleveland trade did
that
kind
was
of
a shocker. That kind of got things up excited, a little bit. Yes. And, you know, Cleveland, I guess if you're Cleveland, you're sitting there and you got Travis, you got a generational dude, and you're telling, they were dealing with Jacksonville. You got to come big. You know, otherwise, you know, we don't need, you know, we like the player, you know, so you got to come really big. And they did. I think, you know, I mean, it's always next year's one is like the solidifies thing. And I, Bob, when we were, Ken and I were sitting here, I mean, what did you say? I thought they were taking Genty. That's what I thought.
At two?
At five.
Oh, five? Yes.
That's what I thought.
100%, because I was watching, with all the respect to Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone. Because I had two TVs, I had the Oriole game and the draft, I had NFL Network. I just kind of turned it on, it was rolling. And Daniel Jeremiah said, Genty's the number one player on my board.
Right.
But maybe they're obviously happy enough with Jerome Ford running the football, but they want to, I figured they might go with the kid, the offensive lineman wound up, Moonbow, went to the Jets.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Because I thought.
Mason Graham.
All right, There's three players that are kind of the elite players in the draft, and Genty was one of them. And I thought that, okay, when Cleveland was rocking and rolling, Chubb was the guy. You know, the running game, that's Stefanski wants to run the ball anyhow, and you got no quarterback. So even if you have Kirk Cousins, you want to run the ball. So that's why I thought it was going to be Genty. I thought, you know, you got a home run guy there, you know, helps the quarterback out. And then when they went Mason Graham, I mean, you can't argue. I mean, the kid's a stud. He's a defensive tackle. You know, he's a captain. He's a, you know, he's just like Hutchinson was as the pass rusher. That's what he is like as a defensive tackle. So you get a dude who's going to play for you for the next 8 to 10 years. So he's a great football player. It's not a sexy pick, but you know what? It helps you down the middle of the field. And you got the 33rd pick now. You know, I mean,
they have two of the first four picks tonight.
Yeah, so you got more ammunition. And what do you need? You need players. So also, Bob, what you're saying, okay, we can have Travis Hunter, put Travis Hunter on this side, or we can have, you know, we can have Mason Graham. You're telling your coaches, all right, you can have Travis Hunter or Mason Graham, boom, 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 and then a first-round pick next year, which could be a top 10. You know, it's kind of, when you really break it down that way, you know, it's kind of easy.
What do you think, Aaron Nolan?
The more I think about it, and we're just talking about it out loud here, I mean, I think it makes perfect sense for Cleveland to do this. You're going to stink this year no matter what.
Right.
You know, and even if you went and got Travis Hunter, what does he do for your team this year? What does he instantly give you 3-4 more wins? No. He's a hell of a player, but I just think quality of the quarterback class this year, I think, probably factored into the decision as well, thinking that next year they can get their quarterback in the first round. Bob, you mentioned the early second-round picks. Look at all the players we're talking about that didn't go last night that they could get their hands on tomorrow. I mean, look, new GM, but I don't know. I mean, or not new GM. No. New GM for
Jacksonville.
I'm sorry. But Andrew Berry, I don't know. I think, hey, if I'm a Browns fan, I'm just about stockpiling picks right now because you gave away so much for Watson.
Real quick, Matt Miller, ESPN.com, mock draft. Yeah, we're going here second round. Cleveland at 33, Shedeur Sanders. And then at 34, Jaden Higgins, wide receiver, Iowa State.
Okay.
So you knock out two birds, if you will, one stone in your second round, addressing an offense that's been rather shaky, but not a plug-and-play quarterback.
No.
I wouldn't think in Shedeur Sanders here.
Can you imagine? You know, I mean, I don't know. I'd be interested to see the calls they're getting for the 33rd pick. You know, and is it worth, you know, if you don't want Sanders, if you want Sanders, then you got to stay there and take him.
Hasn't Milroe been linked to Cleveland maybe at this spot as well? Mock drafts and take them for what they are.
I mean, I like Milroe as a runner, but he's got a lot of work to do as a passer.
Yeah, you talk about not plugging right. You know what I mean? Yeah. But a crazy time in the NFL draft. Cincinnati, okay. Baltimore, of course, addressing things. Pittsburgh went D-line.
Which, Bob, I mean, what did the Ravens rush for in the playoff game? Like over 200?
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't stop the run. So, I mean, they needed...
I think Bam Morris rushed for 10 yards in that game.
I mean, they needed a run stopper, you know, and I'm guessing through their mocks and stuff, Derek Harmon was the guy, former Michigan State guy, but they needed a D-tackle, and he gives them, next to Hayward, they got a little more oomph inside.
And got younger.
Big time, obviously. From 37 to 23.